This is Wade Bethke, the Chief Organizer's Report on Trump militarization of domestic policies is getting scarier. It's getting harder and harder to deny that there's a very scary, highly uncomfortable pattern emerging around Trump's domestic policies, and it involves a steady effort to federally militarize policy and policing. These are not tendencies, but firmly expressed proposals, coupled with his increasing attacks on the institution and independence of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the court system. This adds up to something dangerous, even if I hesitate to call its name. First, of course, we have the Trump immigration and deportation policies. The familiar outlines are well known in all of their horror, but critical to these efforts, particularly in the light of the unwillingness of not only sanctuary cities, particularly in heavily populated immigrant areas and already strapped local police forces unable to stretch themselves even thinner on unfunded federal mandates, is his proposal to hire an additional 10,000 immigration enforcement agencies to speed up captures and deportations. A second proposal surfaced in a press briefing that Trump's press secretary held last week about the loosening standards, as the White House sees it, of drug enforcement. John Spicer was careful to say that Trump supports the continued use of medical marijuana for the relief of patients in pain, but that there needed to be a crackdown on federal marijuana laws being ignored in many urban jurisdictions. He indicated that they were likely to propose beefing up the federally controlled police force to do this by thousands of officers, presumably referring to the agents of the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA. And then there's the blatant attacks and bullying of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which he's excoriating as a threat to the American people rather than a critical protector of our safety. Some of this seems triggered by reports that Press Secretary Spicer had leaned on the FBI to deny a story in the Times that he'd asked them to refute a story about the Trump campaign's communications with Russian operatives before the election. They were scuffling to deny that one of their top dogs had been the source of the anonymous leak, and the Trump team wanted them to go public with their obsequiousness, which they refused. Trump has also been unhappy that the FBI is continuing to investigate the Russian Trump campaign ties. This is Steve Bannon, Breitbart.com playbook exercise of attack and disruption meant to realign and control the department. Fortunately, Congress hasn't approved the appropriations for either of these expanded police forces for Trump policies, but the lack of independence of the transactional Republican Congress gives me pause that they will slam the brakes down as hard as needed. Add two new federal police force expansions and one effort to take control over the formerly independent federal police force, and what do you get? It's not jackboots and stormtroopers, but it's nothing good for democracy and the American people. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.